land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, October 28th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. No links, no long stories or videos during the show. Please send those to me either before or after the show. Greatly appreciate that. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has successfully opened the new warehouse, state-of-the-art technology in Minnesota. He's offering Christmas shopping early. Basically, all you have to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, shop away. Put everybody down on a piece of paper that you want to buy gifts for. Go in and get them some slippers or towels or pillows, whatever it is that you think they may need. And then go to the checkout box, to the cart, shopping cart, look at the total, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. And see how much money you save. Any orders over $100, free shipping, 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items. So do it as soon as you can. Perhaps 1st of November here, disability checks, Social Security checks come in. Get your Christmas shopping done early. Don't have to spend any gas. You don't have to compete with the other shoppers. Forget Black Friday. Get this done from the comfort of your own home, on your phone, your computer, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about Michigan news, Michigan politics, polling. Donald Trump was a little late in a rally on Friday night there in Traverse City, coming from Texas. He actually did a sit-down interview with the podcaster Joe Rogan. 3 hours he spent with him. Another interview that he did with Tyrus from the Gutfield Show. Great sit-down with him as well. We're going to be playing portions of that for you today. Democracy versus constitutional republic. Got a video for you on that as well. Thank you, Ernie. Appreciate that. And we've got a lot of information about local races. People texting me all weekend long who to vote for. We're going to have information for you on that. Why? Early voting started on Saturday. some polling places had lines, people chomping at the bit to vote early on Saturday morning. So it was very productive for Saturday, not so much yesterday, but they expect people will be voting early back at it today until this coming Sunday, November 3rd at 5 p.m. is the final absolute early voting stops this coming Sunday. Also, don't forget to set back your clocks Saturday night before you go to bed. Back an hour. Little less sleep this coming Saturday night, Sunday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. A lot of people texting me who to vote for. Now, you have to understand, although we're Michigan News, Michigan politics, I can't possibly look at somewhat endorse, tell you who to vote for in your local area. The state of Michigan, way too big, of course. But what I was basically doing over the weekend was texting people to vote for the Republicans. Top of the ticket, Donald Trump surging in the polls, especially here in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, even doing well in New York. I don't know if you saw that or not. Over 20,000 people packed into Madison Square Garden for his event over the weekend. It was huge. People standing in line outside wanting to get in. Other rallies around the country, working every single day out there on the campaign trail. Definitely, definitely, definitely increasing the turnout, the momentum, getting the energy to the people about motivating them to vote for Trump and Vance. In Michigan, Mike Rogers surging on Lisa Slotkin. All the Republican candidates looking like they will probably be voted for because of Donald Trump's coattails. U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman in the first. State representatives that are Republican. Looks like possibly trending, especially up here in northern Michigan, like a red tidal wave. Now, one thing that you have to understand, the process, getting the information out to people. We've been doing it via the PEGS video, searching for low propensity Republicans via the 10xvotes.com website. A lot of people getting this information out. Now, one thing you have to understand is two Supreme Court justices are nonpartisan. Republican state convention put up outfielder. World Series Game 3 starts in New York tonight. Dodgers are up 2-0 on the Yankees as they head back to the Bronx. Well, outfielder O and F stands for O'Grady and Fink. Now, if you are able to understand that this is the only nonpartisan on your ballot, there's no Republican or Democrat behind the names for Supreme Court, you have to remember outfielder O'Grady and Fink. Then, at the local level, I recommend that you contact the local Republican Party chair, vice chair, see who they are voting for, who they support. That's if you agree with them, their ideology, their tendencies to supporting the right candidate, that's up to you to find out. I can't possibly get into probate judges, school board races, things like that. However, there is one school board race that's very critically important to the listening area in Onaway. You've heard the commercials. You've heard me send the text message to you. All you have to do is send me Onaway, and I'll send you the screenshot of the six candidates that the Presque Isle County Republican Committee has vetted, decided to support, endorse. Text me Onaway, and I'll send you that screenshot. Other than that, the only other flyer that I have for Republicans, specific names to vote for, is Presque Isle County. Text me PI. Text me PI, and I'll send you that flyer as well. But other than that, you guys are on your own. You're going to have to vet, find out about your local candidates, in your area. And again, I recommend reaching out to the Republican Party chairman or vice chair to see where you can get information or if they can provide you the names. That would be the best way to do it. Now, just a short unscientific poll. I need you to text me early if you plan to vote before Sunday, early, or text me simply the number 5 that you plan to vote on November 5th. Early or 5? We'll do an unscientific poll here for the next half hour or so and see, are you guys going to vote early or are you going to vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th, a week from tomorrow? Now, Patrick Kobach was on a prayer call this past week. I heard the information he had to say. He is highly recommending people wait and vote on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. First of all, for the record, he is totally against mail-in ballots, drop boxes, absentee voting, absolutely against it. He's even against early voting. He says that with the ability to communicate the number of votes that are being cast, and you just heard it at Michigan News Network, top of the hour news, how many people voted early, they have a tendency of knowing basically who voted, who didn't, because of the poll books. If you wait and vote on November 5th, Kobach says that it's harder for them to be able to calculate the algorithms and the printing up and stuffing of ghost ballots. What are ghost ballots? We all saw the story break in the Record Eagle a couple of Fridays ago. Qualified voter files in Michigan, over 500,000 people over-registered in the state of Michigan on the qualified voter files. 500,000 more registered voters than we have in certain counties, adult population. 11 of the 83 counties are over 120% of their adult population are registered to vote on the qualified voter files. What does that mean? People who are dead or people who no longer live in the counties. At one point in time, these dead people lived in these counties. They were registered to vote. People used to live in the counties, now have moved to other counties. Maybe they've moved to other states. At one point in time, they were on the qualified voter files. They have their name, date of birth, address, all of it. Even have their signatures from the voter registrations when they were alive and when they lived here. Local clerks have attempted to remove them from the qualified voter files. Well, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson puts them back on there, alleging that these were new registrations coming through the Secretary of State's offices. You know, when you go to get your driver's license, when you go to get your license plates renewed, are you registered to vote? No, I'm not. Would you like to? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Well, guess what? People register through the Secretary of State's office. Voter motor registration began under Secretary of State back in the day, Terry Lynn Land. So the trained clerks, the local clerks trained to do what Benson tells them to do, goes to their website through the state of Michigan and uploads these registrations into their local qualified voter files. That's what they're trained to do. So, as a result, these dead people and people who no longer live there are back on the books. 11 counties, over 120% of their adult population are registered to vote. Now, obviously, these are placeholders in the qualified voter files. If you hold off from voting and you normally vote every single election, it's your civic duty, it's what you do, but they don't see you voting early. They don't see you voting absentee. Election day comes a week from tomorrow, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m. You haven't voted yet. Somebody could cast a ballot on your behalf, and or these ghost ballots is what Patrick Kobach alleges. To make it more difficult for them to do that, you need to vote on Election Day, November 5th. That way, there's no way of knowing whether or not you're going to show up. There's no way of knowing whether or not the numbers are going to be necessary for the ghost ballots to be triggered. If they think they're leading based on exit polling, asking people when they leave, how did you vote? What candidate did you vote for? And this year it's very simple. It's the top of the ticket. Most people, when they're asked, who did you vote for president, probably shows their partisanship. Republicans, going to vote for Trump. Democrats, voting for Harris. Odds are you're going to vote for that party's candidates based on exit polling when asked, who did you vote for president? That's how they track it. Then they determine how many of these candidates do they need to stuff extra ghost ballots into the system for. There's only one problem. They can't project the actual turnout of certain blocks that are trending toward Donald Trump. Him being on Joe Rogan's podcast, Tyrus's podcast, him going to Madison Square Garden in New York. Donald Trump said at the rally, based on their polling, their internal polling, they're going to win the state of New York. Folks, that hasn't happened since Ronald Reagan's second re-election in 1984.